takanono kwano kwa rando wa chonga ya mchimo kana le sauma.
So according to the scriptures and there are three sacraments.
Kulingana nesharembwa ayema sakramenta ya tatu.
The true Jesus Church practices every sacrament that Christ has instructed the church to do.
Na ulukutalwa true Jesus Church na ulukutalwa kwa Yesu Kristu wa chine na ulukutalwa ama sakramenta ya tatu ayoles Yesu Kristu atchirele.
So the three sacraments are water baptism.
Masakramenti ya tatua yani rubatisho la menshi
foot washing sababu
kumakasa
and the holy communion
kabiri na mulaira wa mfumu.
Why are they called sacraments?
Nishi yetu wa chi masakramenti ya
they are three the main reasons
kari
purposes
kari kitu tatu kumo sana sana.
First we find that each sacrament is instituted by the Lord himself. Secondly, we find that each sacrament is concerned with our salvation.
Third,
each sacrament is to be carried out by the church as instructed by Christ. Let's look at baptism for example. Jesus Christ himself demonstrated the necessity for getting baptized.
Yesu Kristu umwine aditulangisha ukankala wa kubatishwa mukubatishwa umwine.
He instructed the John the Baptist that to perform baptism on him. According to the Gospel of Matthew, told John that he was to be baptized in order to fulfill all righteousness. So we find that baptism is closely connected to our salvation. That's why Jesus says, he who believes and is baptized shall be saved. We find that Peter, in his advanced age, he echoed what Jesus said.
Na Petro na omubu kote wakwe aso sile ama shuya moye ne ifyo Yesu aso sile.
In 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 21 we are told that baptism now saves us.
1 Peter chapter 3 verse 21 Petro atila luba chuna lo nomba lula kususha.
We find that after that Jesus instructed his disciple to baptize those who believe. So we find that each sacrament actually consists of these three crucial elements. If you look at the foot washing sacraments, this foot washing is with these three crucial elements as well. Jesus washed the feet of the disciples.
Yesu asambi amakasa ya wasambi.
He said to Peter,
Achiru kuri Petro,
if I do not wash you, you have no part in me.
Ngashiku sambi le. Awe ta okwe ke muru bari muri ine. Tachanga kumuri ya shini ya makoni.
So you find that his foot washing here, the institution of foot washing, pertains to salvation.
Kanshi tule mwana ukuti la, kubika kwa kusamba kwa kumakasa yabeko ipusukilo.
And thirdly, we find that Jesus Christ later on instructed the disciple to carry out food washing.
Kavili mbutu wadirira ne Yesu Kristu umwine akomko akomkomesha vasambi vakuti atikuti vatwarira po mukusamba amakasa yava navo.
Every sacrament, there are two parts to it. There are two parts to every sacrament.
Masakrament yonse aya mulimo imbali shiviri mu sacrament ai mchia sacramenta.
One is about the doctrinal issues surrounding the sacrament.
And
the second is about the teachings that the church holds that we can derive from the
sacraments.
I want all of you to turn to John chapter
13. John chapter
13. In fact, this is the only record concerning the food washing instituted by the Lord.
The
other gospel. But do not mention about food washing. That's why some people said, since this food washing sacrament is only mentioned once,
and
it's not recorded in Acts that you know the early church did practice it. Then why should we insist on this sacrament? There are two ways to answer these questions. You know that whatever Jesus said is authoritative and is authentic. Although it is only mentioned once in the scriptures, since we all know that the scriptures is inspired by God, and it's for us all to follow. Therefore, we must follow the example here set by Jesus with regards to food washing. Although Acts of the Apostle does not talk about the practice of food washing in the early church. We are quite certain that the apostle did practice food washing.
Verse 3.
That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son Jesus Christ.
Echo tuamona no kumfa, echo tulanda kuri imwe ukuti na imwe mwe nesenge pamo na ifwe kabiri isenge kuri nario li pamo na wishi kabiri pamo na mwana wakwe Yesu Kristo.
John declared that whatever the apostle has seen and had heard, they would what? convey this to those who come to believe later.
Yohane atile chose echova mwene no kuchita chatse Yesu Kristu but no kuchilanda kawe na kubantu na bambe mushinsanishipo.
Foot washing sacraments is one of the things that Jesus did right before he was crucified.
Samba kwa kumakasa echintu chimwecho Yesu Kristu achitire ilo talafwa.
So surely the apostle must have talked about foot washing and must have performed foot washing as well.
Ichine chine, abasambi bafuire, baje ndepo mlando wa kusamba kumakasa, kamili baje sambi ya makasa.
Now please come back to John chapter 13.
Na tuwelele kui Yohane chapter 13.
Some people say that the foot washing here is Jewish customary foot washing.
Vambi vatila kusamba kwa kumakasa luta mbi vachihuda.
Here we are trying to make a distinction here between the two. We know that for the Jewish practice, before a person comes into the house, he must first have his feet washed. Now I want you to read chapter 13.
If I dwell in them, chapter 13,
we read
chapter 13 verse 1.
Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in this world, he loved them to the end.
Hawe ilio taula isa mutebeto wakuchilila Yesu aishiwe ukuti ye yaise shita yakwe ya kuti afume panwesonde nokuya kuriwishi. Pakutemwa avakwe avali panwesonde avatemenwe nakumpela. Verse 2,
and supper being ended.
Kaviri ilio vali pamula lilo ninshi.
Okay. Here he says supper was about to end.
Apa vatiati ilio vali mukupiksha mula lilo.
And the feast of the Passover was about to end.
No mula lilo wakuchilika wali mkutendeka.
Quite clearly, Jesus and the apostle had been in the room or in the house here. For a long period of time
already.
So we know that the institution of the foot washing here is not Jewish customary practice. Because the Jewish one is to be done on those who would like to come into the room. Here we find that the foot washing instituted by the Lord happened in the room and they were in the room for long.
Lelo yapatwa sanga ukutila ukusambwa kwa kumakasa kwa chitikile mukatikanganda kabiri vali mukatikanganda panstantali.
According to the Jewish practice,
ringana palutambi wa Chiyuda,
usually it is a slave or a servant or the host, the host of the house, to wash the feet of the guests.
Kulingana rutambi lwa Chiyuda, umwene wanganda eufile asamba amakasa ya mwenye wakwe.
Here we find that it is Jesus who, being the master, had decided to wash the feet of the disciple.
Apatule mwana ukutila Yesu pamuonga mukalamba na ukafundisha ewa asambi amakasa ya wasambi wakwe.
Quite clearly, the washing here, the foot washing performed by Jesus, it's not a Jewish practice.
ili sakramenti aya kusamba makasati se Yesu Kristo tayari achiuda yo.
When you look at the 12 apostles,
na twalosha pa basambi 10 na babili,
none of them is of equal rank with Christ. Is not on par with Christ in position or in any terms.
Na twalosha pa basambi ba kwa Yesu Kristo wose. Tapali na ngumu pali bene walingene pamona Yesu Kristo awe.
And here Jesus decided to wash the feet. So when Jesus started washing their feet, he moved from one apostle to another. Now finally he came to Peter. So here he was about to wash the feet of Peter. I want you to read chapter 13, verse
8.
Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you will have no part with me."
Petro atire kuri wene, tamaka nsamba kumakasa pe. Yesu alimwaswike ati, ngashikusambile yauli ngesenge naine.
Peter knew that it was not right for the master to wash his feet.
Petro alishiwe kuchila tachari chayana.
So for that reason he refused the washing from the master. Think about this, if this is only a Jewish practice, Jesus should have praised Peter for being so humble, for being so understanding.
Yesu nga ali tatakwile nangu ali kwete ukutotela Petro kukuti ati ali mtu wa kuiluka no kuiche fio kutila chitifile chitika kudu wene iyo.
Instead Jesus told him,
yes,
that if I did not wash your feet, you had no part with me. So quite clearly, here it is concerned with salvation. Now, I want you to read also chapter
13.
We read verse 12.
Verse 12.
Chapter 13, verse 12. So when he had washed their feet, taken his garments, and sat down again, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you?" Now, if the washing of feet performed by Christ is only a Jewish practice, then you find that the question posed by Christ here would appear to be redundant. It's a senseless and useless question. Why should he ask them, "Do you know what I have done to you?" If this is a Jewish practice, everyone then in that society, in the Jewish society, knew about the significance of foot washing. So from the question of Christ, it goes to show that what he has done is something very new. Not even this group of Jewish people here have seen it before. Obviously, the question also presents to us that there are meanings, there are teachings attached to this foot washing sacrament. So most importantly, we find that this sacrament is with what we call salvational value. Now we move on. We read chapter 13 verse 15. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you.
Panti in pela icha kumulanga ukuti na imwe muchite ifyofine.
Look at this verse very carefully. Jesus said he has given them an example.
Yes,
what does that mean? It means that he was the first one to do it. Whatever he has done here in terms of washing their feet must become an example to the apostle. So if this foot washing here is only a Jewish customary practice, then how could Jesus say that he has given them an example? After all, he was not the first one to do it. This is a long tradition of the Jews.
Why?
It started from long time ago.
Why
as early as the time of Abraham.
Why do you want to watch you Abraham?
So quite clearly here Jesus is not talking about this Jewish practice of foot washing. If what Christ has done is an example, it's like a command here given by Christ to the apostle. That's why Christ says, you should do as I have done to you. It's a command. If this is only a custom or a ritual, which is not pertaining to salvation, then why did Jesus put such an emphasis on it? Jesus said, you should do as I have done to you. It is a command. Now we look at verse 17. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. We see that a blessing, a kind of blessing, is attached to the practice of the foot washing as shown by Christ. Do you get any blessing by practicing a Jewish custom? So quite clearly the foot washing here is a sacrament and it's not a Jewish custom. That's why in the true Jesus Church we practice the foot washing sacrament. The next thing I want to talk about is concerning the teachings that we can learn from the foot washing itself, the sacrament itself.
de fato tu sambire popa fin tu fisangwa muna mankati yesambire ya kusamba amakasa.
Now I want you to look at chapter 13 again.
That one de fato when I tell chapter 13
verse 1. Now before the feast of the Passover, the feast of the Passover.
Awe ilio taula isao.
Jesus knew that his hour has come.
Yes, I should teach there we have to come.
And that he should depart from the world.
Okay, I work from the Sunday.
Therefore he loved his own. He will love them to the end. So here we find that the foot washing sacrament was instituted with the understanding that Christ wanted to love his disciples to the end. What kind of love can we see here? The most obvious one is that he wants to have a part with the apostle. He wants them to have a part with him. This is the love of Jesus. So meaning, if we love someone, we need to keep them within the Lord. How should we go about doing that? By being humble as Christ has shown us. This is how Christ loved his disciples. Now the second aspect about his love for the disciple is that, you know, at that time Judas was present. Now Jesus knew long before that Judas was going to betray him. You find that Jesus was trying his very best to restore Judas.
Yesu aleshana makana manuyonso kwesha kwesha Yuda munshila.
Jesus humbled himself to wash the feet of the disciple one after another, including the feet of Judas.
Yesu ali chefeshe mukusamba makasa ya basambi bako kuma fomo na muvie kali kulinga na makasa pie ya kwa Yuda.
Put yourself in the shoes of Jesus.
Ivi keni mwewe ni musapato ya kwa
If you have known beforehand that someone is going to betray you, is going to harm you, or even going to kill you, can you still bring yourself to wash the feet of that person? You find that this is a very humble act of, this is like a menial task, very lowly task. To do such a lowly task on someone who is going to kill you or to betray you. Quite clearly, Jesus has shown us what love is all about.
If you're
when you love someone, you are willing to sacrifice yourself, not just in terms of your time, but even your reputation, your comfort, your everything. That's why Jesus washed the feet of the disciples, including the feet of Jesus. This is the love of Jesus
Christ.
It's not easy to do. You know, and you show that Jesus has completely forgiven him, even though he knew before him.
Ichi chilela ngokutila Yesu Kristu ali mwelele kabela.
Jesus no doubt was upset by the deeds of Judas.
Ichi chilela Yesu ali wa fuwa kita nui benele iyo Judas acte by when.
But he was not angered by his deeds.
Lelo na mchali ni ito tari wa kufuwa kumibele ya iya kwa Judas.
In fact, he has the authority to remove him.
Hawa alikweti na makanisa mshapu kuyako.
But he chose to what? Go down the road of humility to restore Judas. This is something that we all have to learn. Especially in the Church of God. We should do everything that we can to restore the faith of a person. Even if it means that we have to lose our reputation, we have to what, sacrifice our life, our time, you name it. You can see the calmness of Christ. If a person has love, his heart is very calm and peaceful. He is not affected by the things that he knows would come upon him. In a negative way. Jesus took it very well.
Yes, I said
he washed the feet of Judas. Because he loved him.
And two,
he loved him to the end. This is one of the great teachings that we can learn from the sacraments of the foot washing. I would like to touch on one more point.
There
are quite a few more here. But I just want to touch on one more. Here we can see the humility of Jesus. You know when you talk about humility. If you see a kid, yeah, or a servant serving you, will you say that, oh, this person is very humble? And you won't say that. But if you see that someone is higher than you, who is more senior to you, who is your teacher, in this case, Jesus being their master, decided to wash the feet of the disciples. This is humility. You know, sometimes we have to lower ourselves in order to serve. Can you ask a pastor to wash the feet of others? It's not easy, is it? We know that the feet are the most filthy part of the body. So to cleanse the feet of someone who is much more lower than you are, requires a lot of humility. We find that in the church, to serve God, we need this kind of humility. You find that when a person is humble, he becomes very easily approachable. How many of us here want to be friends with someone who is very proud? We'll go to him, please be my friend. No, you won't even won't even think about going near to this
person.
But if you are humble, you become very approachable. When you become approachable, you find that you can impart the knowledge of God or the word of God to others much, much more easier than someone who is proud. You want to listen to someone who is always like this?
Like this?
Senior pastor. Sit on the high chair. You know, sometimes the members are afraid of these people. Sometimes, you know, they don't have any choice because they are called to go into to serve the pastor. Otherwise, they would not have drawn close to them. Is that not true? So Jesus Christ shown us through foot washing sacrament what humility is all about. So in the true Jesus Church, all of us are required to be humble. Only when we are equipped with this mindset, with this quality of God, then we find that we can serve very effectively to the glory of God. Because Jesus said, he came to this world not to serve, but not to be served, but to serve. So we must always follow this good example of Christ. So the church is a venue, I use the word venue, where all the workers of God are to serve and not to be served. When you serve, it means that you have to sacrifice your time, your money, your interest, or whatever. Without this sacrifice, is it difficult to serve in the church? So in order to have this sacrifice require us to be very humble before God. Okay, any questions? Question? Victor, did you practice foot washing in your church?
Victor, we share mwale samba makasa yava nenu mchilongano chenu. Mwale chicha msangu efyo?
Yeah, in the church where I was, by then I was just a member, not just a pastor. So
they still practice right now?
It is being done, but not very much. Sometimes it can take place after 5 years. Yes.
Once in a while.
Yeah. I start here, you know, I'm going to move here. I start to move.
Have you ever washed the feet of the believer?
Usha mwari samba kwa makasa yawa asumi na mwa?
Like myself, I never did it.
When I tell you, I tell you, I tell you, I tell you, I tell you.
Okay, so this washing sacrament.
Any supplement?
Nango
chicho chitwinga landa po, tumarunda po, kusamba kwa makasa. Jewish folks at this area.
I'm running out of words now.
He says, when the disciples asked Jesus, say, can Judas Iscariot continue? Was Jesus happy or pleased with that? To say yes, he could continue. He says the disciples asked Jesus to say, Can Judas continue? Aye. Continue doing what?
Are you saying that continue being an apostle, disciple? But later on, you see that Satan enter into his heart. Because in chapter 13, verse 2, Satan had already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray Jesus. Later on, you find that the Bible says Satan entered into his heart. That's why Jesus said, what you do quickly. He has crossed the line beyond
return.
His entire being, his entire person was under the dictate of Satan.
That's
why Jesus said it is better for him not to be born. So he did not respond positively to the acts of love from Jesus. He did not respond positively to the acts of love from Jesus. So now we pray. You're going to supplement it.
I'm trying to find something. Yes, he said Jesus was asking, should Judas continue? Which one is new to me? Is it recorded way?
No.
That's
all I told you.
Mr. Lafwa. Gatwalosha muri yoane kuringa nevulondoloshi. Tugutwasanga kutilati. Iliai ine valere mula ilo wakutinera. Satana ingie muri wene. Ali fumine pakati kavasambi. Aba nankwe. Afuma kupadi Yesu nukuya. Afuma po. Nomba, mwavirenga sana. Muri yoane, tapari po chilembe. pati panembere kuti nati vasambe vari mupisho kuti ati ushe na Judas akomka nyepo mwa dimbi muri ruka na muri pesi banomba muri ruka tamuri kusamba kwa kumakasa iyo He's talking about John. When Jesus said, he said, if I want this disciple can continue, meaning the disciples had in their mind to say, John was going to die. He to live in to Jesus, the return of Jesus Christ. The interpretation, when the interpretation was not like that.
It's a different.
You know that he hanged himself.
When any Judas had you could